Some of these
they add vitamins and stuff to it now. They add those things.
I'd be just as contented if they'd leave them in.
I would too.
Some of these blueberry muffins, it says with blueberry muffins and get these things, there's a little pellet or something in there. You're supposed to think it's a blueberry and it's just a pellet of some sort of jelly.
Oh yes, I can't stand those Hostess cakes and those things like that.
It tastes strange. Like eating wax paper.
Yeah, that's just exactly it. It don't taste like we used to.
What did you generally cook for breakfast?
Oh, ham and eggs. We had plenty of ham. And, of course, oatmeal. We bought oatmeal. I can remember, that don't seem possible now, but I can remember my father coming home from the grocery store with oatmeal in a gunny sack.
My goodness.
And it seemed to me like that the hair had come off that gunny sack, but I think this was a real smooth burlap that they had in those days. See, we got crackers in great big wooden boxes in those days. By a big box at one time.
Mm-hmm.
If we got crackers.
25 pounds, 50 pounds?
I imagine about 25 pounds.
Were they loose in there?
Yes, they're packed in that wooden box.
Hmm.
And have it. Maybe they had some common paper lined, box lined with it, but not anything in between them.
Mm-hmm. What ways did you cook your eggs?
Well, fried and boiled, soft boiled.
That would be about how long?
Well, about 3 minute eggs is the way I like, we always like them. Boil them about 3 minutes.
12 minutes would be what?
Be hard boiled.
Did you ever take them and get water boiling and break them into the water?
Poached eggs. Yeah, we have done that.
I like those now and then.
I like them.
Have you used any of these metal egg poachers? The little cups and break your egg in there and steam it?
Yeah, I've gotten one of those. Put a little butter in the bottom of each cup. Fix it that way. That's real nice.
My wife generally cooks them that way. Uh-huh. She says it's neater. It doesn't splash up the stove with grease.
That's what my daughter used, that little egg poacher, to warm up a baby's food.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's an ingenious system.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. We didn't have the egg food, baby food in those days when we raised our babies.
Don't you wish you'd thought about it, though?
Yeah, that'd have been wonderful.
And strain your own, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I guess the story is that Gerber had to strain some of his own.
Yeah, and he got used to doing that.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful thing. Now you see how nice it is when the babies feed that food?
Yeah, and they have it all year round.
Yeah.
It's always the same.
Yes, and all the things they're doing for the children nowadays, it's just wonderful. Giving them all these shots and things.
Boy, I like that.
So they won't have to have.
There's talk that we're going to have the Sabine vaccine, the polio and...
Houston! They had that last Sunday. Did you know they're losing a lot of people with polio at Dallas and Houston?
Uh-huh.
But Curtis wanted me to stay and left the church so that everybody was going to get his cube of sugar. In the schools.
Uh-huh.
That they were going to have a church picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was getting his cube of sugar, you see.
I want to get that when it comes around.
Yeah, they say even the grandparents should get it because they might be carriers of it.
Well, it's simple to take, it's free.
I think that's wonderful. I don't see why they don't have it here.
Well, we just haven't got around to it yet, I guess. We hadn't, my oldest daughter inoculated with a soft vaccine in the experimental program before it was released.